My name is Katie Berry. Let me tell you a story about my friend Basil. Basil was playing nicely with his baby brother, waiting for Dad to get home from work. He had promised to take him for an ice cream before dinner because he had been such a big help to his mom the day before. He had waited patiently all day. It was hard not to ask Mom, "When is Daddy coming home?" But he didn't ask, not even once.
Love never gives up,
patient Pomegranate declared to Basil throughout the day. Basil loved his dad and didn't give up all day, until right before he got home. All of a sudden, it seemed like he was about to give up. Complaining Coconut came crashing into his thoughts.
How long is he gonna take to come home? Did he forget about your ice cream? Tell your mom to call and find out how much longer he's gonna be.
Complaining Coconut went on and on and on. Patient Pomegranate quickly tried to calm Basil down.
Don't give up. Your dad is coming. God is on the inside of you. He is love, and love never gives up.
Preached Patient Pomegranate. What should Basil do? Should he listen to Patient Pomegranate and keep playing nicely with his baby brother? Or should he start complaining about how long it is taking? There was a young man in the Bible who got tired of waiting for the money his dad had promised to give him someday when he was older. He had been listening to Complaining Coconut. So the young man told his dad he wanted his money right now, and his dad gave it to him. The young man took the money and left home. He went and wasted all of his money until he had nothing left. He looked for a job, hoping to make enough money to pay for a house to sleep in and food to eat. But the only job he could find was feeding the pigs. He didn't make enough money to do anything. Why, even the pigs were eating better than he was. That's why he decided that Complaining Coconut was a bad fruit. He decided to go back home, thinking his dad would at least give him a job that was better than feeding pigs. His dad loved his son and believed he would find his way home someday, knowing that the best place for his son to be was at home. His dad never gave up on him, like he had learned from Patient Pomegranate his entire life. When the dad saw the son walking towards him, the dad ran and hugged him and threw a big party for him. "But Dad, I don't deserve a party. Just give me a job and treat me like a servant," the young man said to his father. "You're my son," the father answered. "You will always be my son, no matter what you do wrong. I will always love you." His love for his son, oh, he never gave up. God's love for us never gives up either. Basil continued playing with his baby brother, never once complaining about how long the day was, never once asking, "When is Daddy coming home?" But when he heard the car pull into the driveway, he jumped up and ran to the front door where his dad met him, picked him up, and took him to get an ice cream. So, do you want to bear fruit like Patient Pomegranate? Or Complaining Coconut? It's your choice. Bye.